Yeah, no, it's all right. I mean, it's in the room. Yeah, all right. It's good that you guys are doing so well. We'll come back after the 22nd, and hopefully I can.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, is Barry available?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, I can help you.
Well, hi, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm actually trying to follow up with Barry on a offer that we sent out to the company about 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if it came across his desk or not.
Where did you send the offer? And what is the offer?
It was to the company. It was just through direct mail. Sent it out, and that looks like June 30th, I think it was. But it was an offer for some equipment or kind of like working capital, just see if you guys have any needs right now. It's actually based off of some financing that you guys did through Zions first. I don't know if that rings a bell or not.
Yeah, we're not really in the market to do any financing right now.
Yeah? Is there any time of the year that you guys look at that kind of stuff?
It would be later in the year, if anything.
Yeah, later in the year? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Well, we're sort of, we got trashed by the BP oil spill.
Ah, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
80% of our business was in the spill zone in Alabama,
oh, really?
Mississippi. Right, and so we've been waiting for BP to do what they promised to do, but in spite of all their ads to the contrary,
yeah.
They have.
What are they promising
really
to do?
A lot of damage. Well, they have a settlement agreement which
mm-hmm.
which is provides for payment of damages to people and
right.
They fought their own settlement agreement after they signed it. They fought it all through the district courts as much as possible, the federal courts, and then into the appellate courts, and then all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court refused to hear them eventually, but they've done all kinds of things. And they reclassified our company as a company that did oil field work, deep water drilling. We've never done any of it. Anyway, they're a bunch of shysters. And
sure.
By their cool, crisp ads, they've done lots of damage, and they've left lots of damage, not only to the ecosystems, but
to the
participants. Yeah, I mean, tens of thousands of people's lives are.
Man, I didn't know that.
Those guys.
I didn't know that was going on. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's, but you. Anyway, yeah, if people really knew what was going on there, they would be absolutely flabbergasted. Like the guy who's supposed to be, the administrator who's supposed to be making mm-hmm. these payments, is paid $3.5 million a year.
Mm.
So do you think that guy has any incentive to wrap this up?
Yeah, right.
And the lawyers who are supposed to be protecting the damaged parties are paid directly every month by British Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
At their full billing rates.
Yeah.
So basically that's the fox watching the hen house. Anyway, a lot of companies, individuals have been really, really damaged. We're one of those, and so we haven't really quite rebounded from that yet.
Yeah. Are you still able to stay above, like keep your heads above water? Are your company doing okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're basically waiting for a resolution of that.
Sure, yeah, no, I understand. Do you guys have any other business going on right now?
Well, not too much. The company,
yeah.
The company's sort of dormant, waiting for that to be resolved.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a bummer, man. I had no idea that was still going on. So that's what the media does for you, man. They don't really tell you anything. They're more worried about this stupid, retarded game that's whatever is going on with the cell phones than they are with this stuff. Isn't that crazy? And this whole election thing?
Yep, it's all been buried.
Yeah.
Of course, before the reduction in oil prices, BP's revenues were $430 billion, so that's more than most countries, countries.
By far. And I'm sure they just pay
they
pay the media just to, like, you know, not have it come up probably.
They pay everybody.
Yep.
Every politician has BP money in his hand, in his pocket.
Yep, absolutely.
So, anyway, that's the way it goes for now, but
sure,
we'll be out of it, I hope, sometime.
I hope so. I'm guessing I'm speaking to Barry, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, how about this, Barry? Would it be okay if I just send you one little email, just with some information, just in case you ever do need it, or when you guys do come out of the hole?
Yeah. Send it to Marine Ops.
Okay.
MARINEOPS.
Mm-hmm.
At use diving-marine.com.
-marine.com.
Uh huh.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I hope everything works out for you, man. I really do. I'll just...
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you in a couple months, maybe towards the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah, we were amazingly profitable.
Hey.
Until well, that good, happened. So,
sure.
Anyway, we'll see. We'll probably be back at it here before too long.
Sure you will. All right, sounds good.
All righty.
All right, thanks, Barry. Thank you for your time, yeah.